3, 2, 1. Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening today and we're thankful that you're listening to this program, and we just pray that God's blessings might be upon you, that you might understand those things that are being said. We do want to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. We enjoy it if you'd come. And then this morning at 11 o'clock, we have our regular preaching service. And then tonight at about 4 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord in our evening worship services. And Wednesday night, then at 7 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord. And we pray that you'll come to all of these services and bring your Bibles and your family and be with us in these services. A couple of Sundays ago, we began a new series entitled, What is Lost? And I do not think that I can overemphasize knowing what it means to be lost. And it's a message today that's very seldom preached. A lot of times we hear preachers preaching that people ought to be saved, and that's exactly true. But there's a lot of people that are trying to be saved that don't realize the right steps in being saved. And you know, there is an order. God has everything set up in order, and it must be done in the way that God says it ought to be done in. And if we don't do it God's way, then we're not doing it right. Whether our hearts are right or our intentions or our thoughts are right, it just won't work if we don't do it right. And one of the very first steps that we must follow is to know that we're lost. A while back, there was a fellow who gave me directions to his house. And so I remembered the directions as he was telling me, and I left my home and went down to find his house, and I couldn't ever find it. I mean, I drove all over, and I still couldn't find it. And so I came back to the house and gave the guy a call. And you know why I couldn't find his house? Well, it's evident I had understood the directions wrong. But I only missed one turn. In all of the directions that he gave to his house, I only missed one turn. You know, that one turn was enough that I didn't find his house. And that same thing is true today in as far as salvation is concerned. You can do everything that the Bible says, but if you don't know you're lost, you've missed the directions and you cannot be saved. Okay? Last time we gave in just a roundabout way of the way we were going to study about this. And first of all, we studied that being born into the human race is enough. And yet we emphasized last time, we put the emphasis again on it this morning, that every person that is born and does not come to the age of accountability is safe. In other words, a baby that dies and goes on to be with the Lord in heaven. We know this is so because when David, King David, lost his boy baby, he said, I cannot bring the baby back, but I can go to my baby. And so, if you have a child that's died and gone on, then you can know and rest assured that this child is with the Lord. But when a person comes to the age of accountability, that is, they come to the age of knowing that there is a God, then they are accountable to that God for their eternal soul. And so, this morning we want to start and study this, that a person that has a knowledge of God is not necessarily saved. Okay? And so a lot of people say, well, you know, I know that there's a God. Well, I'm glad that you know there's a God. But that does not mean that you're saved. Some years ago, I talked with an elderly man down in Arkansas, and over again, I would ask this man if he believed in Jesus Christ. And over again, this man would say to me, Brother Reynolds, I believe in God. I know that there's a God, and the Bible says, of course, if you don't believe in a God, you're a fool, and on like that. And I would say, well, now, wait a minute. I want to know if you believe in Jesus Christ. And he would say again to me, I believe in God. Well, I'm going to tell you something, that's just not enough. You know, the Bible says that the devils believe in God and they tremble, but they're still lost. I mean, they're going to die and go to hell as far as that is concerned. They're going to spend eternity away from God. And yet, they say, I know that there's a God. So just because somebody knows that there's a God does not mean that they're saved. Look with me now in the book of Romans chapter 1. And the Bible makes this very clear. In verse 18, the Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it to them." So that's real clear. You see, it starts in verse 18, and he says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And then in verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it to them." What is it that God hath showed to man? I mean, there is a thing that God from heaven has shown to man. Not only has God shown His wrath upon wickedness to man, they've refused to see that, but God has shown in verse 20, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now look what the Bible is saying, and maybe you don't have your Bible open because I am preaching to you over the radio. Maybe you're driving your car, you don't need to be reading. But if you're at home, I hope you got your Bible open. And if you have time, of course, I trust also you're getting ready to go to church. But he says here in verse 20, "For the invisible things," that is, things you can't see at all, "of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." And so these things are not hidden that there's a God. It's clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made. And so here the Bible is saying that it's very possible, it is the way that God has made it, that a man can look at the creation and clearly understand that there is a God. The same thing happens to you and I today if I would look at an automobile driving down the road. It would be absolutely ridiculous of me to say that that car was not made by somebody. Well, that's the stupidest thing in the world, for a man to look at an automobile and say that it just happened to come into existence. It's also pretty stupid of a man for him to look at the world and say that it just happened to come into existence. I mean, the Bible says, "A fool has said in his heart, there is no God." And so, just because a person knows that God made the world doesn't mean they're saved. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that if a person says that the world just happened to come into existence, well, he's a fool. Just that's the man that would look at a car and say, well, just because there's a car sitting there don't mean somebody made it. It's an amazing thing about cars. They all have a manufacturer's name stamped on them. I mean, if you look at a car and you say, well, that's a Ford car because it's got F-O-R-D wrote right on the front of it. Or you look at another car and it's got Chevrolet across the front. Or maybe it's got a Plymouth across there, so you know Chrysler made that. Or maybe it's made by some other automobile manufacturer. And so the person that makes the car puts the name right on it. And that's what God has done with the world. He's made all this and He's put His name right on it. Because every man can look at this world and know that there is indeed a God. The Bible said in the book of Psalms 19, talking about this exact same thing, that a man can look at the creation, know that there's a God, and still be lost. Look it with me now in the book of Psalms 19, verse 1. The Bible said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Oh, I love that verse. "The firmament showeth His handiwork." That means that you can stand on a clear morning and watch the sun come up and know that that's God's sun. Not that it's a son of God, but that it is the S-U-N of God. And you can look at that sun and the beautiful colors, but that doesn't mean you're saved. The Bible said in Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and it does. Looking at the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, these things declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. The Bible said in verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And so the Bible is saying here very clearly that the language of the universe declares that there is a God. It is a language that is not spoken. The Bible said in verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And certainly the language of the universe is a silent language, declaring the handiwork and the glory of God. And a person can look at that all the day long and still not be saved. Somebody said, well, now surely, if I just know that there's a God, I can go on vacation out to the Grand Canyon, or I can go up to Niagara Falls and I can see these marvelous works of God, and I get so close to nature, I know that I must be right with God. The Bible says that those things declare the handiwork of God, but that doesn't mean that a person is saved because they know that there is a God. Let me read to you, please, in the book of John, chapter 3, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture that proves this same thing that we've been talking about this morning. John chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Look in verse 2 here. Nicodemus declared that he knew that Jesus was from God. Nicodemus was a man who knew that there was a God, but he was lost. Nicodemus' father was a man who knew that Jesus Christ came from God, but he was still lost. Let me tell you this morning, you have to know more than just that God created this world in order to be saved. You've got to know more than just that there's a God to be saved, and you've got to know more than just that Jesus is from God. You've got to first of all know that you're lost. This is a thing right here that Nicodemus did not understand at all, that he was lost, that he was totally helpless and hopeless. He was without God, and that within Nicodemus himself there was nothing good. No, not anything at all. He was there totally depraved, totally full of sin and wickedness. So, look at this now. There's a lot of things here, you see, that people declare that when they say these things, that they say, I know that I'm saved. But let me tell you, just because you're born into the human race, that doesn't mean you're saved. Because a lot of people are going to die and go to hell. The Bible said the mouth of hell hath enlarged herself to contain all the multitude of the people that go down into it. And just because you know there's a God doesn't mean that you're saved. Nicodemus knew there was a God, and Nicodemus knew that Jesus was from God, but he was still lost. This is going to close out this segment of this study about what is lost next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. We want to continue on the next study and see this, that it is possible for a person to accept the Word of God without accepting Jesus, the Word. And the Bible said very clearly that those people remain lost. And so let's study this together next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. In the meantime, we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. And we thank you once again for listening to this broadcast. May God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you once again.